Welcome. I hope you're having a festive day. You're listening to Provisions and Libations, and I am your host, Robin Bogue, on the Mission Matters Podcast Network. Today's topic is Dine Out Santa Maria Style and Craft Cocktail Contest. And today, my guest is Victoria Weatherly, and we're going to talk about our experience with the 2024 Santa Maria Valley Dine Out and Craft Cocktail Contest. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining me again. So we're going to tell everybody about our experiences that we encountered as we spent this month-long journey visiting all the restaurants.
Actually, we ate our way through Santa Maria.
It's Santa Maria Valley Dine Out. Yeah. Santa Maria style dine out. So yes, we did that. It was a lot of fun. It actually became a lot more fun than I realized that it would be. I thought it was going to be maybe more technical, and it wasn't. We just kind of had a lot of fun with it.
We did. We actually did.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you and I pretty much did all of them. It wasn't that we did 100% all of them together, because it was me, you, Esther Gomes, Michelle Curtin, and Crystal Hevener. So it was a group effort. There was five of us, and there was 12 restaurants on the list. And so with all of our busy schedules, we couldn't ever schedule it for us to do it all the time, all together, with trying to just get everyone at the same time. So we had to divide and conquer a couple times. But I have to say, the experiences that we encountered were the best.
And we met owners of the businesses.
And managers.
And managers. And the staff was very accommodating. So we have to give a big shout out to the staff. And everybody was very accommodating.
I agree. I remember the first one that we did was Blast 825, that when they brought out the lavender cocktail, we were like, oh, what is that? And then the manager came over, she introduced herself. And then as we were leaving, she introduced, said goodbye and said, thank you for joining us. And so it was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm glad we did this.
Yes, I am too. I look forward to doing it again next year. So one of the things that we will do is I'm going to list off the 12 participating restaurants. Now, if you went to their website for the Santa Maria Valley Chamber of Commerce, they had listed other restaurants. But when we first started going and there was an official document that we were going off, these are the restaurants that were on there. So if you're researching this, or if you actually had gone on this and you went to something that's not listed here, it's they, I believe, added more, or they added all their other restaurants. I'm not really sure, but our list includes Blast 825, Salido Lindo Restaurant, Cool Hand Luke's, Cubanissimo Cuban Coffee House and Cafe, the Guadalupe Social Club, Maya Mexican Restaurant, Mountain Mike's Pizza, Nena's Kitchen, Santa Maria Public Market, Straw Hat Pizza, the Century Room Restaurant, the Garden Mediterranean Restaurant and Cafe, and last but not least, Naughty Oak Brewing Company, which, remember, I had never been to Santa Maria Public Market, as that's new, and then the Century Room Restaurant, as that was new. And then had you and I had been to Guadalupe Social Club, but Esther had not been to that one.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, and I want to clarify that the Straw Hat Pizza that participated in this event was the Straw Hat Pizza on North Broadway.
Right. And then same with Mountain Mike's Pizza. It was the one over on Bradley Road, because I believe we have two. And it was the one that was closer to where we all kind of live, more in the Orchid area. It was more Orchid than Santa Maria, when Straw Hat Pizza was Santa Maria and not Orchid. So we, as each night that we dined at these restaurants, we took a minute or two and we recorded live on scene what we had eaten and what we had drank and the experiences that we had that night. So stay tuned as we prepare the live recordings from that night.
Here we are, night number one. For Dine Out Santa Maria Style and Craft Cocktail Contest in Santa Maria, California. Tonight, we are at Blast 825, and this was Victoria's selection for the night. And we enjoyed
the Yacht Butler Cocktail,
pesto chicken pasta and a delicious chocolate chip cookie with vanilla ice cream drizzled with chocolate and caramel sauce cooked in a cast iron skillet.
And it was amazing.
Oh, it was so delicious.
That I'm most excited about having leftover pesto pasta tomorrow for lunch. And
definitely,
I'm going to sleep like a baby because I ate the whole chocolate chip cookie.
You did. Finger licking good. And I know you put your finger in the skillet.
Stop. I did not. So we are excited about Restaurant Week. We plan to go to 12 restaurants and then visit 7 establishments, which some are the same restaurant, and try their craft cocktail. So tell me, the craft cocktail was your favorite. Tell everybody about that.
It was. And there was a little garnishment of an orchid blossom. And so it made it that much more special. And
I was surprised it was purple with the ingredients that it had.
Yeah, it was kind of unique, but it did have pineapple juice in it. So it gave it that Hawaiian flair.
Yeah, it was a coconut cream, pineapple, and then lemon juice, which the lemon juice surprised me, but I think that's why it was so refreshing.
Yes, that was probably because of the gin. So the gin might have had maybe a little bit of elderberry flair to it.
Oh, so they were trying to tame that down with the coconut. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, that was a pretty drink. And then, but how they got the purple, we should have asked.
Yeah.
Well, maybe when you're mixology, sometimes when you mix chemistry things like that, it just turns purple.
Yep.
So Thursday we'll be at another location. So stay tuned.
Here we are, night number 2 for Dine Out Santa Maria Style and Craft Cocktail Contest.
Tonight, we ate at Mountain Mike's Pizza and enjoyed a barbecue at the ranch pizza that was comprised of barbecue sauce and ranch dressing mixed together, making it not too sweet and not too tangy. Do you call ranch dressing tangy?
It can be.
Yes. So it had onion, spring onion, and bacon. You can't go wrong with bacon.
No, you can't.
And then we paired our pizza with a Truly seltzer. I had a black cherry and Victoria had
mango.
It was awesome.
Yes, it was. Here we are, night number 3 for Dine Out Santa Maria Style and Craft Cocktail Contest.
Tonight we ate at Cubanissimo and I enjoyed a pollo con popas over rice with a guava mojito.
And I enjoyed Cuban black beans over rice with maduros, which are lightly fried plantains, a coconut mojito, and the owner surprised us with Cafe Borracho, which is a coffee with a splash of spiced rum and a coffee liqueur with a light dusting of cinnamon, which was to die for.
I loved it.
It was amazing.
And the other thing which was amazing were the salsa dance classes that we thought we were going to attend and make it our entertainment value of the night. But then when we showed up and realized that straight out of work wearing clogs was not the best idea. And so we'll have to come back again in the future.
Yes, we both will. Neither of us were dressed for the evening.
No, but it sure was fun.
It was.
Here we are, night number 4 for Dine Out Santa Maria Style and Craft Cocktail Contest.
Tonight, we ate at the historic Santa Maria Inn Century Room, enjoying chicken salt and vodka, a drink called 1917, and a to die for dessert of creme brulee.
Yes, and it was to die for.
It was.
Absolutely.
And we also had a delicious Beckman Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes.
That paired very well with the dessert.
And along with buckets of bread.
You're right. We did have buckets of bread. You did not have the olive bread like I did.
No, I did
not. You had the plain sourdough, which was amazing. But then when you had the bread with the olives, it was even more amazing.
Well, I wish I would have tried it, but I'm a plain white sourdough bread loving girl.
What was your favorite, Michelle?
I enjoyed the olive bread and the butter made it perfect.
I agree. And Victoria?
I enjoyed the olive bread with the butter, and it had a little bit of sea salt on it.
Yes, on the top, but it was not just regular sea salt. It had a color to it because it was brown. So it had to have been mixed with something.
You know, I think that was the Himalayan sea salt.
But that's pink, and this was brown.
You think it was pink?
What color was it? We had pink, remember?
Yes.
In my coffee when you thought it was sugar.
Yes, so Esther and I go way back, and I thought that I'd make her coffee at 4 a.m. because we were going to go pick wine, grapes, and make a Cabernet Franc. And I had made her coffee, and in the dark of the night, I grabbed the pink Himalaya salt, which I thought was like a sugar.
Yes.
And she didn't say a word about it. We get on the road, we're driving, and she takes a sip of her coffee, and then she puts it in the cup holder, and I'm like, okay, no big deal. And then we get about 5 more miles down the road, and then I take my sip, my first sip, and then I'm like, oh my God, what is wrong with the coffee? She's like, I didn't want to say anything, but mine's bad too. And I'm like, okay, so with the truck and trailer full of picking bins, we pull over, we get random coffee.
Yes, we do.
Not until the end of the day that I realize, because I go back in the kitchen into the pantry to find out what did I grab, and I had grabbed pink Himalayan salt and not sugar.
There you go.
So you don't know your pink from your brown.
Oh, well, you could say that, yes.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
There you go.
Here we are, day number 5. For Dine Out Santa Maria Style and Craft Cocktail Contest.
Today we ate at Santa Maria Public Market and we enjoyed 3 distinctive lunches. I had the shrimp fettuccine.
And I had the chicken pesto sandwich.
And I had the Sonoran tacos.
Which the chilies were amazing.
Yes, they were.
And then the Guatemalan coffee that they serve you when you walk in was the best coffee I had all week.
And if you walk in, it pretty much is free.
Yes, it is. You're right.
My tacos had this amazing cheese between the poblano peppers and the chicken.
I agree. Yours was. And then your pesto chicken sandwich, tell us about that.
It was amazing. The pesto was just crisp on the bread, and the bread was nicely toasted, not too overdone. And the chicken was just cooked perfectly. And I did try one of your chips with some ranch dressing, which is also known as fries, and they were amazing.
Well, I'm glad you called them chips.
Yes.
That's perfect. In my world, they're fries and you eat them with ketchup, but in your world, you eat them with ranch. And you call them chips.
I did.
Use the English.
There you go.
Here we are, night number 6 for Dine Out Santa Maria Style and Craft Cocktail Contest.
Tonight we ate at the Guadalupe Social Club, enjoying 3 different flatbread pizzas. I had the basil and tomato,
and I had the arugula and prosciutto with olive oil sauce, and I had sausage and onions. And it was one of the best flatbreads I've ever had.
I agree. I think all 3 of them were amazing.
Yes, they were.
Here we are, night number 7 for Dine Out Santa Maria Style and Craft Cocktail Contest. Tonight we ate at the Garden Mediterranean Restaurant and Cafe, enjoying pita bread with hummus that was very tasty. We had a lamb shank in a broth that was lightly spiced with a hint of possibly paprika with celery, carrots, and onions. To finish our meal, we enjoyed pieces of baklava topped with pistachios that were absolutely delicious.
I totally agree. And you had even said, oh, this might be my favorite. And we're like, I don't know. We're not done yet.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Here we are, night number 8 for Dine Out Santa Maria Style and Craft Cocktail Contest. Tonight we ate at Straw Hat Pizza, enjoying
this wonderful pizza that had black olives,
Canadian bacon and mushrooms on a wonderful thin crust that was crunchy and nice and thin.
With a garlic sauce. You forgot the best part.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, because, you know, we can't have tomato sauce because you're allergic to tomatoes. So we got the white sauce, which had a garlic base, and it was amazing.
It was.
Here we are, night number 9 for Dine Out Santa Maria Style and Craft Cocktail Contest. Tonight we ate at Cool Hand Luke's, enjoying. There was 2 options that you could choose from: a bacon jam burger, which I did not choose, and the throwdown ribs. And you could get those either dry rubbed with raspberry chipotle, or you could get them with a mango habanero. I chose the raspberry chipotle and it was delicious, but I did get it on the side.
Yep, and I'm a mango habanero girl. I like it hot and spicy.
Hot and spicy. And of course you do get your side, your choice of side with that. So I had my green beans, my sourdough rolls, and I started my meal with a nice bowl of clam chowder.
Oh, and don't forget the Santa Maria sangria.
Oh, and the Santa Maria sangria, that was pretty delicious too.
It was. It was a great night.
Here we are, night number 11 for Dine Out Santa Maria Style and Craft Cocktail Contest. Tonight we ate at Maya Mexican Restaurant, enjoying. First, I started my meal with a mango michelada. It was made with a Modelo.
Not a margarita.
I would have loved a margarita, but it was a michelada.
Yep, mango margaritas are pretty good.
And then, of course, we always start our meal there with chips and salsa because they're delicious.
Which are the best.
Yes. And I complemented my meal with a chili verde burrito,
which we've had there many, many times because our Elks Queen Rodeo campaign, we would eat there, and that was our go-to dinner every time we ate there.
Every Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah, they have awesome chili verde burritos.
Highly recommend.
Yes. So any combination that they have are great.
Yes.
Here we are, night number 12 for Dine Out Santa Maria Style and Craft Cocktail Contest. Tonight we met for a drink at Naughty Oak, enjoying
a strawberry hopperl spritz. It was made with their seltzer, and it was garnished with dehydrated candied fruit, which I enjoyed prior to my drink.
And I enjoyed after my drink. But tell them a little bit about the hopperl.
So the hopperl is a seltzer that has more hops in it, like a IPA. But it was also flavored with strawberry syrup and some other tropical flavors, if you will.
I loved it.
It was delicious, very refreshing. I wish it was a nice summery day when we went instead of right in the middle of a rainy season.
Yes.
But it was perfectly paired and I loved the garnish.
Yes, it was a beautiful drink.
Listening to those, you know, it's been a couple weeks on some of them, and the innuendos and the jabs that we were giving to each other, people aren't going to pick up on it. That was fun to listen and put myself back in that moment of time. Mm-hmm. Did you like that?
Yeah.
That was neat.
It was good.
That as the listeners don't know, we were sitting here dying laughing, but we couldn't laugh because it couldn't get recorded. And so we're just like, oh my God, that's right. And there were some funny stories that it made this just a super neat the experience of going and going with your friends, and just it was just, I'm so glad that we did it.
Just listening and going back into the time, it's that was a neat experience.
Very much so.
I'm glad we had that opportunity.
Well, and Salito Lindo was our last one that we had gone to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the sizzling chicken fajita dinner came, you know, served at the table. And it was like, oh my gosh, it was just, it's the aromatics off of it. And then the spicy jalapeno margarita, it was like, oh my gosh, I just love it. And so that was a lot of fun. And then Nana's Kitchen, which you knew about them because at your job, they end up doing, they had a food truck. And then for me, I'd had their food before because they have really good birria. And so that was fun to be able to experience that restaurant too. Mm-hmm. So we're at the end of this and we have to actually pick a favorite. So even though each experience was so unique and in and of itself and they all deserve to win, and I really do mean that when I say that, we still have to pick a favorite. So we'll start with you. What is your favorite?
My favorite is the Garden Mediterranean Restaurant and Cafe. And I chose that one because of the lamb shank.
You pretty much ate that night, that you gave me a piece of it. And then you kind of took the bowl and went, nope, this one's mine.
Yeah, they did a phenomenal job on that. The lamb just fell right off the bone. The vegetables were perfect. There were plenty of vegetables in there, but not too many.
You liked the broth.
Yeah, the broth was just amazing. It wasn't too much. It wasn't too rich. It wasn't overly brothy. It was just enough. And with that, I had a glass of the offering from San Lige, and it was just enough to eat for me. And I don't have too much to eat for dinner. It was just right. And I'm a lamb person anyways, and they did it perfect.
I agree. That was, and the experience too, we got to sit there and talk to the staff, and they were interested in what we were doing because we had our notebooks out. And so they were, you know, it was just a great experience because the staff also made it that way. So with my favorite, it's hard for me to pick, but I'm going to go with Guadalupe Social Club, knowing that Cubanissimo is literally right behind it, as it's, you know, it could have gone either way. Guadalupe Social Club was you, me, and Esther, and we each ordered the different flatbread pizzas, and then we had the different wines that they were offering, and it just, the camaraderie and yes. The staff was really fun. They were interested in what we were doing, and the conversation was really lovely. And it was a rainy night that night. I think every night that we went out, it rained.
Yeah.
We had a lot of rain that year, or it rained every night we went.
And they would have been my second choice.
Yeah. And then Cubanissimo, that we just had a really great experience, I think, too, because the owner came up and was talking to us. He brought us the Cafe Borracho as, hey, I want you to try it. And it had, you know, the cinnamon dusting, and it was delicious. And the experience too, we did go there thinking that we'd salsa dance at the same time or right before, right after. And then it was like, yeah, the shoes were the big no for me.
Well, I'm definitely going to go back because I want to learn how to salsa dance.
Yeah, I think we should probably go this week.
Okay.
Okay. So, because we were going to work out. So that's a workout. So
yeah,
it counts.
Well, I like to salsa dance. So.
You like to salsa dance, or are you learning how to salsa dance?
Well, no, I did a little in Spain, so.
Awesome. Well, if we make it, I will be learning how to salsa dance, as that's something I've never done, but I would love to. So,
I mean, we have to figure out a venue. So, I mean, I guess Santa Barbara would be the only place.
Right. Yes. So thank you for experiencing this with me. And
oh, anytime.
Riding along.
Food. I'll be there.
I know.
Cocktails, I'll be there.
Food and drink, provisions and libations. How can you go wrong?
Oh, exactly.
Yes. So if you enjoyed today's episode, please follow Provisions and Libations wherever you listen to podcasts. I will be back next week with an all-new episode. I am your host, Robin Bogue. You can learn about me on my website, eatdrinkandbemerry.online, or my LinkedIn profile, Robin Bogue. I look forward to entertaining you, informing you, and enlightening you with the perfect accommodations for connoisseurs of provisions and libations with an Epicurean flair. But first, let's eat and drink.